Okay.
Sister Nora, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, sisters. I enjoyed that prayer by Sister Mae Johnson. It was extremely uplifting as well as insightful. And we know that there are so many other people out in the world that need praying or praying for. This message that I have today, I changed it from what I originally had planned to talk about because of some things that went on in my life last week. And I know because I constantly tell myself that I am going to not worry about things. I know God is there to help. We sometimes still find that worry comes in our lives, in our minds, and in our hearts, and we just can't help it. And it overtakes us sometimes, but we still have to understand for whom we serve. So I decided to use the title, A Leap of Faith, because God is coming to our rescue. And I want you to think in terms of that leap of faith first. I want you to think, if you had a friend that just said, I need you to fall backwards and I will catch you. How quickly would you do that for your friend or with your friend? Just think about it. They said, just fall backwards. I'll catch you. How quickly would you do it? Now think about it. If God said, I need you to fall backwards, how quickly would you do it? Where would you put your trust? Where would you put your faith? Because God says he is going to be here for us. He is always here for us. What we have to consider is that we live by faith and not by sight. We know God is there. So every day we get up, he's asking us to do something, and he wants us to do things without having to say, oh, let me see if I trust him. Let me see if I trust you, God. Even though God is veiled to us right now, he has given us the Holy Word as testimony. He has also given us his son, Jesus, as a sacrifice. And he has given us the Holy Spirit as a comforter and a teacher. We know we have these three things, and we have to remember this every day. Sometimes it's difficult when we go through our daily routine because there are so many things that distract us. But we have to understand that God is always here. In spite of the various objections of having faith in an unseen creator God, he has proved throughout the ages to be steadfast and just and loving. We know this. This is not something new, and it's not a New Testament to our hearing. He is worthy of a most and serious faith leap. We also know that he comes to our rescue. And I was listening to the prayer request. It's a lot of time. There are a lot of people who need that uplifting, a lot of people who need to be lifted up in prayer, but not just in prayer, but to have other things done for them, because we know these times are not easy for everyone. And we know this also creates something else. It creates that worry. We have worry definitely enters most of our minds and hearts somewhere and sometime throughout the day. I constantly tell myself, I'm not going to worry. But I know my children, I know my family, I know my friends. There are other circumstances that may come up that might just creep into my heart and my mind, and I will have that worry. But we have to go back to Philippians 4:6, where it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every petition by prayer, in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Because we know worrying can do and get the best of us. It is so hard to avoid it sometimes because we are so bombarded with every type of bad news and bad situations throughout the day. We look at the look on TV and you will hear the first 15 minutes of the news report as usually 15 minutes of bad news. If we talk about just what we do during work during the day, there's something that comes up that might need our attention, but it may not be be something that is easily handled. So we worry about it. Maybe we had to go to the doctor's office that day. Maybe we hear about what's going on with the HBCU colleges right now and think people are just being cruel and mean. These things create and can creep up in our minds and become worrisome. We also have people with job loss and bankruptcies, misunderstandings, depression, pay cuts, death of a loved one. We also know that sometimes it's failed businesses and a consequence of a sinful choice, disappointment. All of this list right here can go on and on and on. But after looking through the list, it's a wonder that we sometimes wonder how we make it through a month, let alone a lifetime of all these troubles. But we serve a God. And we serve a God who throughout the ages has come to our rescue. He has come to the rescue of mankind, from the great nations down to a single soul. He was there in the past. He is there now, and he will be there in the future. We serve the same God who held nothing back, not even his own son. So instead of worry, we may always, or we need to always approach the Lord with requests of thanksgiving. I'd like to just also remind us what James 1, 2, and 4 says. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And I know we have to also think in terms of Psalms 46:10, where it says, be still and know that I am God. I remember working in one of the middle schools, and the principal we had would always be seated in his office. If you walk past there at 8:30 in the morning, if you walk past there at 11:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you usually saw him sitting in his office. But every so often throughout the day, he would disappear. It would be like, where is he? You would know his car was out back, but where did he go? So one day we decided to ask him, well, Mr. White, where do you go? We didn't find you anywhere in the building. He said, I went to the bathroom. But he didn't go to the bathroom as we think of going to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom because he knew that's where he could sit still. And he could sit quietly. And he could collect his thoughts. So throughout the day, as we go through some of these things that we hear about on the news, some of the things that put worry in our minds and our hearts, we need to just sit still and let God handle it. It may not look like clouds are gathering or a storm, but we can rest because we have God's companionship. And that is enough. It should be all, and we should say it's enough. Decisions aren't so harrowing because we know the light dawns slowly but will come as needed. And the love of Jesus will give us an ever-clearing, clearer vision of our call. The more we are called to speak for God's love, the more we will need to deepen the knowledge of that love in our own heart. Now, what you have to remember is the farther the outward journey takes you, the deeper the inward journey must be. And I'd like to leave you with this thought. Unbound by time or place or gravity, you go ahead of us into an unknown future. You walk toward us with love in your eyes. You stand beside us when we find ourselves in unsure places. And you sit next to us in silence and in joy. You watch behind us to protect our minds from regret. You live within us and lead from a quiet place. When you speak with gentleness, we won't ignore you. When you direct with nudges, we move with ease. When you declare your love for us, we will refuse to squirm away. When you offer good gifts, we will receive them with gratitude. When you delay the answers, which in times we have to realize God sometimes delays our answers, we wait with hope. We resist the urge to sprint ahead in a hurry or even lag behind in fear. So let us keep company with you at a walking pace, moving forward toward one step at a time. And Father, help us to know the difference between being pushed by fear and led by love. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nora.
Awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Sisters, if you can, come off of mute and render some words of encouragement to our dear sister.
Well, Nora, as usual, you always provide some phrases that I can use. And I just want everybody to remember this. It came from Nora first. But when I say it, don't be repeated. The further the journey takes you, the deeper the inner journey must be. I think that's just such a wonderful, profound statement. Because we have to go through some things and we have to walk with that leap of faith. I won't repeat all of the things that I wrote down because they heard them too, but I just want to thank you for that message today.
Thank you.
Sister Nora, this is Melba. That was excellent. And it's funny how you hit on the word worry, because that is something I think we all have. Mm-hmm. And we all are challenged and we try to remind ourselves and we know that God is in control, but that worry will creep in. And before you know it, you have spent, you know, minutes and hours worrying. And mm-hmm. there's no need to worry because God is in control. And he has us in his hand. And we know that, but it just still, you know, it still does. So thank you for reminding us to when we do worry, to focus on God's word and his love for us. And, you know, again, that's a lesson that is very timely. So thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Nora, I too appreciate what you shared in terms of a leap of faith, because oftentimes when we think we are leaping, we're leaping on our own, and that's not the case. You know, God has us as the faith is in the leap, you know, and giving it to him rather than leaping and taking it back from him. because God does and is in control all the time. So I appreciate those scriptures that you gave us too. To look at, and I appreciate you. I tell you, it's very timely, the leap of faith. Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Sister Nora, this is Lena.
Yeah.
I'm at the doctor's. I'm at the doctor's office, and so this message came just in time for me because I'm sitting here worrying, but God will take care.
Amen.
And your voice, just listening to your voice kind of calmed me down. So I just want to thank you and say I love you. I love you all.
I love go you down. Too. Thank you.
Sister Nora.
Isn't that the power of God? God puts things when they should be and where they should be.
Yes. And Sister Nora, this is Penelope. I just wanted to say thank you for those words of encouragement. And what stood out to me is the be still. Sometimes we just get in our own way. And it's also confirmation that I do need to be still sometimes, because you're the second sister in 3 days that has told me to just be still. And wait and listen to what the Lord has in store. So thank you so much for that message.
Thank you.
Sister Nora, this is Sister Felicia. Thank you so much. How timely the message is. I love the fact that you mentioned about movement. It's okay to worry. So sometimes as a Christian, we feel this certain type of way, but I love how you started out just acknowledging that we all do it and that we all go through it, but also how we move. And you mentioned not moving in fear, but moving in love. And I think that is something that taught me, because sometimes we do things based on fear, or we feel obligated, or we do all of these things, but are we doing it with the love that God has given us? And God is love. So thank you so much for that message, to not only just be still, to wait, but when we move, to do things in love.
Thank you. And I can't take credit, because the message I intended to do, God put in my heart yesterday, Sunday, to change it. I don't know why. And I said, why am I changing it? I only have 2 days to prepare. But he helped me out. So the credit goes to him for using me as a vessel. But that's the reason I felt so compelled to say what I had to say. Because he put in my heart to do it, to change everything. I was going to talk about expectations. and I said, no, I appreciate all of your comments. And we all know, because we're Christian women, that God is he's the head, and he's the one that creates whatever we have in our hearts. He knows how to maneuver and navigate through us. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate his navigation, because some of the comments were very, very touching to me, especially Lena being at the doctor's office, because I know if I was at the doctor's office, I'd be like sweating. So I understand that totally.
Sister Nora, also from Sister Calandra, she says the portion regarding worry helped her as well. When health issues arise, she worries too, so. That's from Sister Calandra.
Oh, thank you for all of that. Thank you.
I think this is, again, I'm echoing everything that's already been said, but definitely it's going to help each and every last one of us on the call in regards to how we move, that we need to move in love at all times. At all times, we need to move in love and of course, be still where we need to, because sometimes we are too busy. Some of us are way too busy. Then sometimes we think being busy is what God wants us to be, but sometimes he wants us to slow down and observe and fully grasp what's going on around us before we take action, and include him before we take action. So I appreciate you for your lesson on today. I'm going to stop the recording, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up and conclude our day.